Get on your dancing shoes. There's one thing on your mind. Hoping they're looking for you. Sure you'll be rummaging through. Oh, and the shit show the horror. You've seen your future bride. Yeah, but it's so, so absurd for you to say the first word. So you're waiting and waiting and... that you came. So what you're scared for? Well, don't you always do the same? It's what you're there for. Don't you know the lights are flashing down in here tonight? And some might exchange a glance, but keep pretending to dance. Don't act like it's not happening, as if it's impolite to go and mention your name. Instead you'll just do the same as they all do and hope for the best. The only reason that you came. So what you scared for? Why don't you always do the same? It's what you're there for, but no! Sexy little swine, hoping they're looking for you. Sure you'll be rummaging through. And I said the shit shock horror, you've seen your future bride. Yeah, yeah, but it's all so absurd for you to say the first word. So you're waiting and waiting.
You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Hello everyone and welcome to Probably Birds, the only radio show that might be about birds. I'm your host, DJ Pending, and it is 1:03:34:35:36 on a Monday night / Tuesday morning. And I would just like to welcome, I would like to take a moment to welcome all my listeners to the first Probably Birds of Spookvember 2019. That's right, that's... Yes, thank you, thank you. I know. I'm turned up way too loud. Let me adjust that. Hello, hello, hello. I think that's better. I hope that's better. The point is, it's Spookvember. It is the second spookiest month of the year after, of course, Spooktober. And okay, here's a hot take. Maybe Spookvember is creepier. Maybe it's a little bit more scary. And I've got a couple thoughts about that, which I will proceed to share with you. But first, we started out the night with Dancing Shoes by Arctic Monkeys, followed by the Probably Birds theme song by my uncle and cousin. Thank you to them for that. Okay, Spookvember, why might it be scarier? Well, let me walk you through the ways. Okay, primarily what I'm thinking is after Spooktober is complete, you've got all these houses which have a bunch of pumpkins on their porches, on their front lawns, and they're cut up, they're mangled, and they serve no more real functional purpose. You know, the Halloween season is over. And some houses will take these pumpkins and they'll dispose of them, or they'll cut them up and they'll feed them to animals, perhaps. or they'll, I don't know, use them as a cool hat. I don't particularly know what many houses do, but I know that many houses, the other houses that don't do anything, just leave their pumpkins, their hacked up pumpkins out on their lawn to slowly sort of decay. And I think that's kind of scarier than the Halloween Spooktober aesthetic, which, you know, includes nice jack-o'-lanterns that look, you know, they're creepy, but they're crisp. And there are cobwebs, which are fun, and lights sometimes. And when October, when Spooktober sort of rolls over into Spookvember, you lose a lot of that. The cobwebs are taken in, the lights are taken down, and you're left with a scene of decay, with a scene of just the gradual sort of falling apart of things. And in this case, the thing is a jack-o'-lantern. And so it, in part, just the whole vibe there is a little bit scary. And then on a sort of a secondary level, what I think is quite frightening is how many people just don't really care enough to take in their jack-o'-lanterns, to compost them. You can make it into a crazy a crazy soup. And I meant that as a joke, but I am now recalling that last year my father did in fact make our pumpkins into a soup, into a pumpkin soup, and then served that soup on Thanksgiving, which in a way it was okay, because my understanding is that he froze the soup so that at the very least the soup wasn't rotten. But I mean, I don't know, you got this pumpkin and you carve it up and you stick it outside for a couple of days, every now and then with a candle inside of it. I just am not convinced that that is a pumpkin that is appropriate for consumption. But that's beside the point. The point is, on a secondary level, what's kind of scary is just how many people just can't be bothered to take a pumpkin inside. And granted, I'm sure these people have things going on in their life, you know? Excuse me. I'm sure they're busy. I'm sure that they are lovely, important, beautiful people. But, you know, there's just this. And I'm one of the people, actually. I mean, I'm pretty sure there's a pumpkin currently rotting on my front porch right now that I have not touched. But in my defense, I did not put that pumpkin there. Someone else did. And in one sense, in one way, it feels like it would be, it's not my responsibility then to dispose of the pumpkin, but maybe it would also be kind of rude, right? It's like if someone left like a bowl of soup half eaten out, it'd be kind of weird if I went and ate the soup, because that's their soup. That's the same thing with this rotting gourd sitting on my porch. It's not my gourd to deal with. It's not, and it's someone else's, and maybe they want it there. It's not. Anyway, this is here. Welcome everyone to Spookvember. Let me tell y'all about the show. For those of you who don't know, Probably Birds is a radio show where I prepare 30 minutes worth of music for an hour long show. The other 30 minutes I spend talking, because we're not allowed to have dead air. I do not prepare content. It is a stream of consciousness experience. It's like a conversation that I pretend to have with you, but I actually have with myself. And it's not a good show, but it's my show, okay? Also, fun fact, I never play the same song twice on the show. And now that we're in our fifth season, it's getting harder and harder. But I'm working on it, guys. The playlists are going to keep coming. I cobbled the playlist for tonight together a little bit last minute. And I don't know if it's as cohesive as I intend them to be, generally, but I don't think my playlists are ever as cohesive as I intend them to be, so maybe you won't really notice a difference in that regard. But it's still all there. The songs are here. They're good songs on their own. They're probably good songs together in some way or another. And that's what I have to offer you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Pretty soon we'll play the songs, but until then, let's sort of just fill a bit more time. We'll give you like, what could I talk about tonight? I am still reading Jane Eyre. I was talking about that briefly. I'm still reading it. Longtime fans of the show will be disappointed that I haven't finished it yet. But guys, look, I've been busy. I'll talk about that. I've been like a little bit, not very busy, actually. I've been a little bit busy. But next show, I promise, I'll finish it. I'll give a very brief review that's not really worth all the anticipation. you'll maybe feel a bit more literate. What else? I've been seeing friends. I've been doing work. I've been trying to convince myself to do work. It's sort of the typical college experience for me right now, or as typical as it can be. I don't know. Is there a typical college experience? Let me know. Tweet hashtag probablybirds, and maybe I'll check the Twitter. But I've never checked the Twitter, so I probably won't. But do tweet, just because I think it's kind of funny to think that people are out there tweeting. And with that being said, I'm going to keep playing music, and then I'll be back, and you know, we'll talk a bit, and the cycle will continue. But I'm glad you're here. I love you. You're beautiful. Thank you for being the wonderful, amazing person you are and contributing in your own way as you move throughout your days. And I do mean that, because you are important to me. Okay, here are some songs. I love you. I'll be back. Here we go.
to fit in where I can speak my mind. And I've been trying hard to find the people that I won't leave behind. They say I got brains, but they ain't doing me no good. I wish they.
Hello, beautiful. I'm back. DJ Pending. Back at it again. Okay, here we go. I'm going to calm down. We just heard "No One Man, No City" by Parquet Courts, followed by "I Just Wasn't Made for These Times" by The Beach Boys. And, you know, there is something about Brian Wilson just yelling out, sometimes I get very sad, or sometimes I feel very sad. I don't know if it's, excuse me. You know, it's not the most sort of subtle poetry out there, but there's something refreshingly blunt in the genuineness, perhaps, of that sentiment. But that being said, it's time to transition to the part of the show that I'm contractually obligated to perform. That's right. It's time for the PSA, and maybe I'll do like a little jingle. I've talked a lot about having a jingle for this, and I haven't ever put in the effort to actually, maybe if my uncle and cousin want to make a jingle for the PSA, that'd be great. But anyways, it's time for the PSA. That was terrible. I'm just going to read it. Okay. Today you brushed your teeth. You skipped the floss. You combed your hair. You went to work. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council. Okay, so, and I don't talk about that PSA that much anymore, mostly because I've talked about them so extensively in the past, but I'm just thinking, I don't really know what ready.gov/today is all about. I visited the website once and found it not that nice to navigate, so I didn't really absorb the information there. But so let's talk. The PSA is essentially saying that every day could be the day before a disaster. And I think we can sort of extend that to mean that every day could be your last. And I think what ready.gov/today is trying to tell us, and what that PSA is trying to indicate, is that we should appreciate life while it's still here, right? It's saying, are you ready to leave it all behind? The answer is, of course not. How can we ever be ready? I'm not ready. I think most people aren't, but I think perhaps that realization, that the PSA guiding us to the realization that we're not ready, is meant to encourage us to appreciate everything beautiful that we have now before it's stripped away by a brutal EF5 tornado. So don't, you know, I don't know if I'm allowed to directly contradict the PSAs I read. That seems kind of like bad practice. So I'm not going to tell you to not go to ready.gov/today, but I will tell you that perhaps you will find great value in just taking a moment to look around and love what's here while it's still here. And maybe that makes it unnecessary to go to ready.gov/today. I mean, you can prepare all you want for disaster, right? But you never know what's going to happen. This is getting a bit sinister, actually. Maybe we should shift topics. Hey, let's talk about something that I think no one really knows what's up with. It's daylight savings time, all right? I think it has ended. I think that is the phase of the year we are currently in. But daylight savings time really sneaks up on you. And this is the good one, right? Where a few days ago, we all got an extra hour of sleep, which was very nice. And I say we all, but I mean all of you, but not me. Because I, tragically, did not sleep very well on daylight savings time night. Daylight savings time eve? Is that what you would call it? I don't even know. But it's not like too tragic a story, because it was a weekend. The next day, I didn't like have to do anything. But basically, I had some caffeine the night before, and I, DJ Pending, am not really a caffeine drinker. I mean, I have tea every now and then, and occasionally that tea is like a black tea or a green tea or one of the other caffeinated varieties of tea, which is all tea, because if it's made from the tea leaf, it has caffeine, unless it's decaf, but even that has some caffeine. I digress. The point is, I don't drink much caffeine, and I made, I'm not going to call it a mistake, but I accepted a beverage which contained some caffeine from someone the night of daylight savings, and I wasn't really thinking as I was drinking it that it would, you know, keep me awake because it was late and I was drinking caffeine, but drink it I did, and I think, and I spent like all night like kind of going to sleep for like a very short amount of time and waking up and tossing and turning, but I didn't quite mind. I mean, I think it was half the caffeine and half that I was just like in a really good mood. I don't know, maybe you could call it manic. I don't think I would. I don't think I would really bring it to that level of pathology, although you could argue that I was impaired by my inability to sleep. I don't think I would call it manic. I was just in a good mood, euphoric, we'll call it. And I also had caffeine and I just was not able to sleep. And so, although I hope my dear listeners, and you are dear to me, all, you know, 2.5 of you, I don't know how many people are listening right now, but thank you. Or, you know, in some ways I tell myself that no one's listening, and that really helps facilitate me being able to be here and do this show, and without getting really weird and self-conscious about it, but it's also late and I don't really care. But anyways, the point is, I hope y'all got sleep. I didn't, but now, and it's cruel actually, because you're like, oh, I get an extra hour of sleep, but then my body clock just kind of wakes up an hour early. This happened when I finally did get to sleep the night of daylight savings. That happened. And also tonight, or I mean, sorry, this morning, I just kind of woke up super early because, you know, that's what I'm used to. And I felt like I have just really gotten ripped off by the whole gain an hour. Is that? I'm always confused whether you gain or lose an hour, but I just know that I certainly did not gain an hour of sleep. Though I didn't lose an hour, well, I guess I did lose an hour of sleep because I went to bed later. It's just, look, the whole system, I understand that maybe in the past it worked out for some farmers, maybe, maybe not, but it's not working out for me. But it's kind of fun, too, to sort of shake things up. Sorry, this is like the longest segment on daylight savings that probably any radio show has had ever, because when push comes to shove, it's just not that interesting a topic. I mean, people have opinions on it, and evidently I have opinions on it, but I don't know if anyone cares. I don't know if I really care enough. I think that's why we still have daylight savings, because no one really cares enough to really do anything else about it. And in that way, we're going to tie it all together. Watch this, listeners. In that way, excuse me, in that way, daylight savings is kind of like, you know, the pumpkins left on the front porches of houses where, you know, we all kind of have some latent opinion on the matter, but no one really cares enough to make a change, which is fine. I'm not particularly bothered or concerned. And with that sort of dramatic ending, we're going to keep playing music. I hope you enjoyed those last two songs, and I hope you're ready for two more songs. That's right. The party never stops with Probably Birds. I love you. Thank you for everything you do. Just as you move throughout your day, you contribute to the world. You have an inherent worth, and here is some music. Okay. Mwah.
You said we should look out further. I guess it wouldn't hurt us. We don't have to be around all these coffee shops. Now we got that percolator. Never made a latte greater. I'm saving $23 a week. Drive to a house in Preston. We see police arresting a man with his hand in a bag. How's that for first impressions? This place seems depressing. It's a Californian bungalow in a cul-de-sac. To park in, or a lot of room for storage if you've just got one. And it's going pretty cheap, you say. Well, it's a deceased estate. Aren't the pressed metal ceilings great? Then I see the handrail in the shower. Of those canisters for coffee, tea, and flour, and a photo of a young man in a van in Vietnam. And I can't think of floorboards anymore, whether the front room faces south or north. And I wonder what she bought it for. Knock it down and
tells me I'm a mess. I couldn't get the car to start. I left my keys somewhere in the mess.
It comes and goes in plateaus. 1 month later, I'm a fucking pro. My parents would be proud. On the floor, forget what happened in the morning. There are notes in your handwriting, but you can't make it up. We are not a proud race. It's not a race at all. We're just trying. I'm only trying to get home. Drunk drivers, drunk drivers. This is not a good thing. I don't mean to rationalize or try and explain it away. It's not okay. Drunk drivers, drunk drivers. It's too late to person. It was all just an act. It was all so easily stripped away. But if we learn how to live like this, maybe we can learn how to start again. Like a child who's never done wrong, who hasn't taken that first step. We are not a proud race. It's not a race at all. We're just trying. I'm only trying to get home. Drunk drivers, drunk drivers. Put it out of your mind and perish the thought. There's no comfort in responsibility. Drunk drivers, drunk drivers.
Wow. Hello. I'm back. Hi, it's me, DJ Pending, and we just heard Depreston by Courtney Barnett, followed by Drunk Drivers / Killer Whales by Car Seat Headrest. Whew, okay, I better think of something to say, and I better think of it quick. And I've got a problem, listeners. Which maybe I should make a fun name for people who listen, like birders. Maybe I've discussed this before. But listeners, okay, so this radio show, as you can probably tell, draws heavily on my own life experience for content, because that is the most accessible content I have to deliver to you without any preparation. And again, nothing is prepared. But, so, okay, the past two shows, I've been talking about the dates I've been going on. And it works out, right? Because I've been going on dates like right before the show. On the night of the show, I go on a date, I like do other stuff, I come to the show, and you know, what is on my mind to talk about the date. But I also realize that it's kind of a weird move, right, to go on a date with someone and then later that night go to a radio and like share the experience live on air. So I'm in a weird position, right, with what I've been doing. And to that end, of course, I'll keep all details very general. I'm not going to be like weirdly specific about anything or anyone. In this one case, I oftentimes talk about everyone else by name, and you know, share their life details pretty substantially. But I guess this is different. I don't know why, but maybe it's because this person isn't stuck with me yet, so I better be careful. Whereas my friends, they've kind of signed in for the long haul with me at this point, but that's beside the point. The point is, I feel like I owe my listeners some follow-up at this point, and so I'm going to talk about it, and I'm going to try to sort of toe the line between like acceptable and creepy. We're going to try to... We're actually, you know what? I take that back. We're not going to toe the line. We're going to stay in the acceptable side of things. That's a much more comforting and perhaps appropriate approach to this. Anyways, what was I saying? Oh yeah, okay, so last week, we left off. I was debating with myself whether I should send her a message that her eyes were pretty. And I was saying that a couple hours before, after the date, I was saying, I can't do that right now. But if I wait until after my radio show, when my inhibitions are substantially lowered by exhaustion, maybe then I could just go for it and I won't really be wise enough to stop myself. And so I went for it, my dear listeners. I did send the message yo, your eyes are really pretty, which is cute, right? Maybe it's cute, maybe it's weird. The point is that she, A, saw the message, and B, never brought it up, never mentioned it, which... seems like a bad thing, and indeed could still be a bad thing. That being said, I've had two dates since then, okay, so maybe it's been a good thing. And I don't know, I felt like I should give, I don't know if anyone repeats listens to this show, I don't know why people would, but if you do, I hope that provides some sort of, closure to that arc. Now you know that. Is it closure? It's still kind of all very ambiguous, but what's important is that if it didn't help me, it at the very least did not hurt me enough that she stopped seeing me because she is still going out with me. Thank God, right? Let's move on to a less weird topic and talk about my ex-girlfriend, Rachel. Rachel has heard the show once before, I think, and what's important about Rachel is that I met her this past weekend. We met up for coffee, and it wasn't just me and Rachel. Significantly, it included her current boyfriend, Oscar. Again, I use names and details for everyone but the person I'm dating, just because it feels less weird for some reason. I don't know. I don't think too much about it. But the point is, met up with Rachel and Oscar, and this was my first time meeting Oscar. Rachel, I dated Rachel a while ago in like eighth grade. In some ways, it was like good and fun and like a nice time. And in other ways, it was a complete mess because maybe some eighth grade. I mean, can anyone really date in eighth grade and it not be a mess? I don't know. That's not the point. The point is, I met Oscar. They've been dating, what, for like almost 4 years now? Cool. Never met him yet. My brother's met him. I was a bit jealous, but that's okay. And like Oscar, I gotta say, charming guy. We met up. I didn't know if it was going to be just me and Rachel or Rachel and Oscar, but he came along with us. I was cool with it. He bought me coffee, which was, I don't know if it was like a power play or just kindness, but I'm going to say it's just kindness because he seemed pretty nice. Oh my God, I'm getting a call. Okay, let me answer this call and I'm going to play music while I answer the call, and that's going to be how we do it. Okay, here we go. Hello? Hello? Hello?
My love tells me I'm a mess. I couldn't get the car to start. I left my keys somewhere in the mess.
Okay, I tried to answer the phone. Maybe you heard me trying to answer the phone, maybe not. I might have failed. And if I failed, I am so sorry. And please try again. I've been good about answering the phone. I've like successfully done it several times this season. So I feel like I was doing things right, but maybe it was an error, not my own, a systems error. Maybe the person hung up because they panicked when they realized that I was panicking. But look, if you tried to call, please call back. If you want to talk, if not, that's like totally cool too. But like, okay, sorry, I'm thrown. Oscar, nice guy. Rachel, nice girl. I don't want to say girl, you know, cause she's in a, oh my God, I'm getting a call. Okay. Let's try again. Am I like doing something wrong? What am I doing wrong? This is like, okay. I'm going to play a song. Next song, we're going to try to resolve what's happening with the phone and if I'm just screwing it up tonight. But here's the song. Rachel Nice, Oscar Nice, it was a good time. Okay, here's a song. I love you. I'll be back. Here we go.
New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. Like a rat in a cage, pulling minimum wage. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. New York, you're safer, and you're wasting my time. Our records all show you were filthy but fine. But they shuttered your store when you open the doors to the cops who were bored once they'd run out of crime. New York, you're perfect, oh please don't change a thing. Your mild billionaire mayor's now convinced he's a king. And so the boring collect, I mean all disrespect. In the neighborhood bars I'd once dreamt I would drink. New York, I love you, but you're freaking me out. There's a ton of the twist, but we're fresh out of shout. Like a death in the hall that you hear through your wall. but you're freaking me out. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. Like a death of the heart. Jesus, where do I start? But you're still the one pool where I'd happily drown. And maybe you're right, maybe I'm wrong, and maybe you're right. Maybe you're right, maybe I'm wrong, and just maybe you're right. And maybe mother told you true, and there'll always be somebody there for you, and you'll never be alone.
Just heard New York, I Love You, But You're Bringing Me Down by LCD Sound System. And that is the, well, I'd say the last song of the night, but I don't know that's quite true. We resolved the person who was calling. It was the next DJ who was wanting to be let into the station. Very fair, very understandable. They have been let in and they will be up next. Listen to their show. I don't know what it's called and I don't remember who they are, but they're great people with a great show. And we might play an outro song so that they can like easily fade in. And I'm always ill-prepared to welcome new DJs into the studio because I've grown very accustomed to closing out the show. Because most of the time, the people who have shows after me, from 2 a.m. onwards, just kind of don't show up because it's late. And that's fair. You know, it's important to sleep. But I think I've got to be more responsible about understanding that there are people after. Oh, yeah, come in. Enter. Yeah, hello. Turn on the light if you want. Up to you. The new DJ's here. We can give a round of applause. Hello. Who are you and what is your show?
What's up? It's Max.
Max.
This is Hard Listening.
With Hard Listening. So, it's going to be great. Listen to Max. Listen to Hard Listening. I'm sure it's a great time. Anything else I should hype it up with? Or
Get ready
Get ready to dance. Wow. I'm always ready to dance. So with that being said, I'm going to cue up an outro song so that Max here can, you know, ease into it. Before I go, I just want to say have a great week. Make sure to take care of yourselves. Take care of others. You know, set aside time for yourself when you're not like studying or in class, where you're just doing something that you want to do and that is good for you, because that's very important and you're very important. So thank you for being beautiful and listening, and I'm going to play, actually, and also you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. I'm going to play a song that will transition nicely and be long enough. Okay, cool. So have a great night, everyone. I'll be here next week. Listen to Hard Listening, get ready to dance, and yeah, take care.
We've all had better times.